my friends, it's your sister Drea Love, and we're going to talk about community and the need for one another at this time. Many people are scared to be around other people right now. It's quite frightening to think that we're scared of one another. Feels a bit like an oxymoron to say. Many people are frightened for their lives in so many ways. You know, the whole mask thing, I'm not a big fan of, but I'm not going to get into. I believe in my own ways that that is doing a lot of things to us societally and will change us for a long period of time based on what we're doing right now. But the need for connection, community, one another is so deep, and we're really losing that right now. I spent some time this evening down at the beach with some friends of mine. Some people were performing live music, doing some breath work and some yoga. We're out at the cliffs over in Pacific Beach. It was beautiful. It was so gorgeous today. There was so much healing just from being out there tonight. Everybody just hanging out, doing the thing, breathing fresh air, looking at the beautiful sunset, ingesting the music, one another, the vibes, the frequency of breath work and yoga and intentional processing and intake. It was lovely to be a part of. We forget to take time to be with one another. One of the things that I know that I'm called to do is be with people. I met a gentleman tonight, and he was asking me. I had never met him before. He's like, "So who are you? What do you do?" So I'm like, "Well, you know, I'm a author. I'm a coach. And I love to be with people. I'm a person for the people." And we just chatted about that for a long time about, you know, there's so many things that we can do. Even like with my book, you know, I can give it to people and say, "Hey, here, like I'm developing a coaching program. Here, do this, step A, step B." No, people need to be with one another. We can guide ourselves through the steps and the programs, but we need one another to heal, to connect, to remember that our healing and our real work is with one another. We are mirrors to one another, for one another. Should we be courageous enough to believe that and want to see that and understand that and do the work around that? That we're good for one another. We're so good for one another. Community is so good. Talking to somebody the other day, and I was saying, I think the best thing about my life right now is my people. The people in my life are the best thing about my life. I have so many amazing people to talk to and spend time with and share with, and it's not always great stuff. You know, people are going through it, man. People are really going through it. But the people are the best thing I have going for me. Don't want us to lose that. As humanity, as individuals who connect innately from our hearts, and we're now being told that we're not supposed to be around one another because it's dangerous. I think that's dangerous for our minds, and I think that's dangerous for our psyche, personally. I know many people, I think that the suicide rate is probably higher. That's been a really long time. People are lonely. We need each other. We need the connection. We need the interaction. We need the love. We need the tribe and the community. Please, my friends, take the time. Create the space in your life. Don't let fear get you. One thing about this fear thing that I'm going to say the powers that be, Big Brother and all those powers that be, is keeping us in fight or flight, keeping us scared, will keep us out of our ability to stay in homeostasis or out of fight or flight. So as long as we're scared, we'll stay in fight or flight and we'll stay sick. So I've seen so many people go through so many things and so many mindsets and so much separation right now. And without the human connection and the community and the tribe that most of us are used to, or at least trying for, people are lonely and people are not okay without one another. And it's not natural. I don't believe we're meant to be without one another. I don't believe it's okay to continue to stay in solitude. I think we're meant to co-create. We're meant to love. We're meant to talk. We're meant to share ideas. We're not meant to be the same. I think that's a confusing thing about what's happening with people right now, is people think that we must agree. And that is such a misconception right now. There are so many things to disagree and so many things to divide, so many things to separate right now. It's about a conscious awareness and decision to not do that. To stay connected to people, stay connected to the whole, stay connected to love. You know deep down in your heart that this doesn't feel good, that what is happening with society and with the world feels horrendous right now. You know you don't feel good without the connection, without the love, and with the continued divide, no matter what side you claim to be on. I'm not on anyone's side. I have ended conversations with a lot of people because people want to be on sides. I have no interest in being on anybody's side but my own. I'm on the side of love. I'm on the side of life. I'm on the side of our ability to be amazing, capable, magical beings. I'm definitely not on the side of fear. I'm on the side of awareness and kindness and community. And people keep taking sides. And I don't think that's healthy for any of us and any of our psyches and any of the connection to community and how we feel about one another. I think it's really hurting us. And as that's hurting us individually, familially, I've seen it happen in families. Actually, it's happened in my family many times with many people, and it is still happening. Again, nobody's good or bad. People are just where they're at. And people are in a hurt locker, man. People are injured from the places that they're injured at. And we are responding from that place. And many people are not okay. But to have a divide even within our families is so sad. It's so sad. Because how do we expect to have a divide within ourselves, within our families, and then not expect for it not to be a divide societally? I believe it's time to come to some congruence with ourselves and our families and not perpetuating the fight as many of us are doing. And I know I've been there. I've perpetuated the fight until I understood better. And now I'm doing better now that I know better. But not perpetuating the fight, my friends. Consciously being aware of the need to love and connect for one another. Kindness, hope, possibility, love, and really faith that we're going to be okay eventually. We have to have faith that we're going to be okay. So I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to wrap this up. My heart was just feeling it tonight as I was out with the community. I've been talking a lot lately, and I will be doing a lot more of that coming up. I have a health expo that I am a part of for for February. Got a couple podcasts that I'm being featured on. Got some local events that are coming up, and I will be on some people's lives, and we will be putting more out, so you will be hearing more from me. But just as the world is doing what it's doing, my heart was feeling all kind of ways. And as I process through my own shit, because we are all processing through our own things, I just want to encourage you to go be with people. Don't be afraid. Do the best you can. Eat the best diet you can. Listen to your body. Be kind to yourself. And go love the people you love. Go hug people. Don't be afraid of the people you love. And just tell them we're going to be okay. And have faith. Head to my website, DreaLove.com. My new book, podcast, resources on waking up, coaching, all the things to help you make it as pain-free as possible through the wake-up process. In and with love, it is your sister, Drea Love. Thanks for listening to me on this Perspectives podcast with your girl, Drea Love. I love that you're hanging out with me. If this brought you any healing or helped you in any way at all, I would just ask that you please share. Just send this to one person that you know this would help get through something. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe.